My name is Andréanne Fafard-Saint-Germain, and I'm a PhD candidate in the Department of Nutritional Sciences at the University of Toronto. And my research focuses on the topic of household food insecurity in Canada. I want to present a study recently published in the Public Health Nutrition Journal looking at household spending in the context of food insecurity in Canada. Household food insecurity is a potent social determinant of health in Canada, and it is defined as the inadequate or insecure access to food due to financial constraints. The experience of food insecurity is strongly linked to the economic circumstances of households, such as the amount and stability of their income, as well as their savings and assets. When we measure food insecurity, we capture material deprivation that manifests as food access problems. But research indicates that the deprivation experienced by food insecure households goes beyond food and affects multiple areas of consumption. Qualitative studies have long documented that food insecurity occurs in a context of competing demands for scarce resources, and that food insecure households are often required to make trade-offs in multiple spheres of their lives. Research has also shown that food insecurity often coexists alongside other hardships, such as poor quality housing, unstable housing, having difficulty paying rent and utility bills, and giving up services. There are different indications that the consumption and material well-being of food insecure households are compromised in numerous ways. A common approach to comprehensively examine the consumption and material well-being of households is to look at their spending patterns, which describe how households allocate their resources towards different goods and services. Currently, we know very little about differences in the resource allocation of households with different levels of food insecurity. So to address this research gap, we used a 2010 survey of household spending, which collected detailed expenditure data and measured household food insecurity among 9,050 households living in the 10 provinces. We used the questions specific to adults in the Household Food Security Survey module to determine whether the household was food secure, marginally, moderately, or severely food insecure. To look at spending patterns, we grouped hundreds of single expenditures into four categories that we name basic needs, other necessities, discretionary expenditure, and investments and assets. And in the basic needs category, we included expenditures on food, housing, and clothing. For each level of food insecurity, we estimated mean dollars spent in each category and mean proportion of the total budget allocated to each category, which we referred to as budget share. Overall, we found that food insecure households spend substantially less than food secure households in all categories. And as the severity of food insecurity increased, mean dollars spent in each category decreased. These findings are consistent with previous research showing that food insecure households have much fewer economic resources available for consumption. We also found that the proportion of the budget allocated to basic needs increased with the severity of food insecurity, and housing expenditures appear to contribute considerably to this trend. In contrast to the findings for basic needs, the budget share allocated to discretionary spending and investments in assets decreased as the severity of food insecurity increased. In summary, our results suggest that the spending patterns of food insecure households differ substantially from those of food secure households. And the differences that we observed are indicative of lower overall economic resources among food insecure households. The spending patterns also indicate that food insecure households prioritize basic needs above all else. The notion that food insecure households prioritize the essential is actually consistent with previous research showing that income supplements given to low-income Canadian families led to higher expenditures on things like food, rent, childcare, and education. These shifts in household spending following income-based interventions are also consistent with the growing body of research showing that food insecurity is sensitive to policy interventions that improve the economic resources of vulnerable households in Canada.
The takeaway message is that given more money, food insecure households will spend more on basic needs.